Godcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 40 with verses 25 through 27. Gold and silver make one's way secure, but better than either, sound judgment. Wealth and vigor make the heart exult, but better than either, fear of God. In the fear of the Lord there is no want. Whoever has it need seek no other support. The fear of God is a paradise of blessings. Its canopy is over all that is glorious. Sound judgment is a beacon that illuminates the path of the righteous, a virtue extolled by the fear of the Lord, which encompasses wisdom and understanding beyond the allure of earthly riches. Unlike silver or gold, whose luster may tarnish and whose value fluctuates with the whims of the world, sound judgment endures, offering guidance and stability in life's tumultuous seas. It is the compass by which one navigates moral complexities, the foundation upon which ethical decisions are built, and the shield that guards against the folly of short-sighted gains. The fear of the Lord, a deeply reverential awe for the Almighty, is the wellspring from which sound judgment flows. It is not a fear rooted in terror, but in profound respect and recognition of the divine order. This holy reverence declares a life free from want, not in material sense, but in the richness of spiritual fulfillment. It proclaims a paradise of blessings, attainable not through the hoarding of wealth, but through the treasure of faith. Belief in His Son's salvation is the key that unlocks the door to eternal life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the embodiment of divine love and redemption. Through Him, salvation is offered freely to all who would receive it, a gift far surpassing the short-lived glitters of worldly assets. To accept this salvation is to be reborn in a realm of everlasting peace and joy, where the currency of compassion, grace, and love reigns supreme. The glorious kingdom of God awaits those who choose to live by sound judgment, guided by the fear of the Lord, saying yes to His Son's salvation of life eternal. In this kingdom, the streets are not paved with gold, nor are the gates adorned with precious stones. Instead, they are built upon the rock of righteousness and the pillars of truth, where forgiveness shines brighter than the sun. Here, the true measure of wealth is not found in material wealth, but found in the currency of the Spirit, where love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control steer your actions to live the greatest treasure of all, heaven. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Oh, Lord, we pray for Holy Mother Church. And our prayers are always constant for our niece Brittany. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 40. It's verses 25 through 27. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Fear of the Lord is the Greatest Wealth. We do have a New Jersey Emmaus Brothers one-liner poem soon after this. In the realm where wisdom's voice is held in high esteem, sound judgment's worth surpasses any golden dream. The fear of the Lord, a treasure pure and bold, outshines the lustrous gleam of silver or of gold. In the awe of him there lies a path so clear, no want shall grip the heart, nor shall we entertain fear. A paradise of blessings flows abundantly for those who trust in him and bow at the knee. Believe in his son's salvation, the gift so divine, a promise of eternity where his glory to intertwine. Through faith we're clothed in righteousness, made whole, a ticket to his kingdom, saving of our soul. In his magnificent kingdom, where streets are paved with grace, every tear is wiped away, we'll meet him face to face. The wealth of earth is fleeting, its shimmer quickly fades, but in his presence, forever, the light never evades. Let us hold to judgment, to wisdom's gentle call, for fear of the Lord is the greatest wealth, surpassing all. With eyes fixed on salvation, our spirits soar and sing, for in his glorious kingdom, we'll reign with our eternal King. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz-Wiggins. It's May 4th, 2024. I'm recording this morning at 5:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me. Across the world on UniversalUtterings.com, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Feel better. We're praying for your quick healing here. She's not been feeling well these last few days, and hoping her medicine is beginning to take root from seeing the doctor yesterday. And may we continue to lift her up in the love of the Lord. Today we close with a New Jersey Emmaus Brothers poem from Brian Wilcoxon. Said, I think it's time for a haircut and a shave, and showed a picture of me with a haircut and a shave. And he wrote the following. It's titled, An Apostle Formerly Revered. 'Twasn't as bad as it feared to face life without a beard, but when I contemplate sin, I no longer tug on my chin. Amen. That was written May 2nd, 2024. Amen. Thank you, Brian Wilcoxon, and our good Emmaus brother and friend of ours. Peace be with you, my friend, as we close today at 9:03 in Jesus' name. Reminding everybody that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.com. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Praying for your healing in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. Jesus. God bless you.